Hey there, self-care warriors. I'm Ro, and welcome back to Hold My Purse. So today we're going to dive into a topic that holds so many of us back, and that is self-sabotage. You know, those whispers in your heads telling us that we're not good enough, the fear that paralyzes us from taking action, and those limiting beliefs that keep us stuck in the same place. So my goal today is to provide you with tools and encouragement to live your best life. Let's get this party started. All right, let's be honest. It's easy to get discouraged, but what if I told you that those obstacles aren't permanent fixtures? What if the power to reshape your reality lies within the very thoughts you choose to nurture? So today we're going to embark on a journey of deconstruction and reconstruction. We'll identify the culprits of self-sabotage, and we're going to explore research-backed tools to dismantle them and plant seeds of more empowering inner narrative. So grab your metaphorical gardening gloves and let's get this going, because it's time to cultivate an abundant future. So I'm breaking this down into three parts. So part one, you gotta recognize the weeds. So let's begin by acknowledging the common weeds that choke our potential. One, limiting beliefs. I'm not smart enough. I'll never succeed. It's too late for me. These thoughts are so ingrained in us, and they act as self-fulfilling prophecies, which they hold us back from the start. Number two, fear. Fear of failure, fear of judgment, fear of the unknown. And while fear can be a survival mechanism, it can also cripple our ability to take risk and to grow. Self-doubt, that nagging voice, you know, like that person on your shoulder, that nagging voice questioning every freaking move, eroding your confidence and your motivation. Remember this, self-doubt doesn't come from your true self. It's a weed that needs to be uprooted. The last one, a lack of knowledge. Feeling unprepared can fuel anxiety and prevent us from pursuing our goals. But remember this, knowledge is power, and it's never, never too late to learn and to grow. Part two, uplifting antidotes. Now here's where the good news comes in. Each of these weeds, they have an antidote. Challenging limiting beliefs. So here's what you need to do. You got to question their validity. Where did they come from? Are they based on facts or outdated experiences? Replace them with empowering affirmations. Befriend fear. Acknowledge its presence, but don't let it control you. Visualize success. Practice gratitude and take small action-oriented steps. Silence self-doubt. Meditate. Practice mindfulness and surround yourself with supportive people. Remember, your achievements do not define your worth. Embrace lifelong learning. You got to read some books, take some courses, and connect with experts. If you're not continually feeding your mind, you will get stuck and it's very difficult to grow. Plus, you got to challenge your curiosity. Remember, every successful person started somewhere, and continuous learning is the key to your growth. Part three, now we're going to plant the seeds of success. Think of your mind as a fertile garden. By continuously tending to it, you can cultivate the thoughts and habits that lead to success. So here are some seeds that you need to sow. Number one, and my absolute favorite, is gratitude. Appreciate what you have, big or small. Studies show gratitude fosters optimism and resilience. In one study, in fact, participants were asked to write down the goals which they wished to accomplish over the next 2 months. And those who were instructed to keep a gratitude journal reported more progress on achieving their goals at the end of the study. Practicing gratitude holds immense power within our emotional arsenal, a concept cherished across diverse cultures through the ages. The impact of gratitude on our lives is profound. By expressing and nurturing gratitude, we unlock many benefits. We heighten happiness, we enhance physical well-being, and we fortify our mental health. We elevate our self-esteem, and honestly, just overall life fulfillment. Visualization. This is another one of my favorites. See yourself achieving your goals. These powerful techniques rewire your brain for success. Here are 5 steps to get you started. Before you start to visualize, be clear on what you want to achieve. For example, growth, profit, happiness. But you got to keep it general. Although there are some athletes like Michael Phelps who was very intentional on what he visualized. But if you keep it general, you open up the universe to bring you the things that you need. So by keeping it general, there's no need for details. Look at images to help your mind latch on to what you are trying to achieve. Create a vision board and look at it daily. My vision board is right in front of me, above my desk, and I see it every day when I sit down to work. And I close my eyes and I visualize everything that's on my board. And I do this in the morning and before I go to bed. Now, just because you have a vision board doesn't mean that, you know, it's just going to come to you. You got to put in the work, but the visualization can act as a like subconscious programming. Practice positive affirmations. You got to counter negative thoughts with positive statements about yourself and your abilities. Positive affirmations reaches our subconscious and can change your attitude, behaviors, and your actions. They help stay in touch with yourself, and they help you with knowing your goals, your dreams, and your ambitions. So I'll share one of my affirmations, and I say this every single day, like at least 3 times a day. And it's regarding money. I have more money than I need. I always attract more money into my life. So find yourself some affirmations and truly embrace the benefits of practicing affirmations. All right, small, consistent actions. Don't wait for the perfect moment. Start small and celebrate progress, and momentum will build. Overcoming fear and self-doubt it's a gradual process, y'all, that involves self-awareness, self-compassion, and intentional actions to challenge negative beliefs. Now, let's summarize some strategies you can implement right now. Acknowledge fear. Recognize that fear is a natural, normal human emotion. Avoiding or denying fear can make it more overwhelming. Accept its presence and without judgment. Understand fear. Explore the root cause of fear. Is it based on an experience, future uncertainties, or something else? Understand what triggers your fear, because the minute you do, it will help you to address it more effectively. And shift your perspective. Instead of seeing fear as a barrier or an enemy, try to view it as a guide or as a signal. Fear often arises to protect us from potential danger or discomfort. Appreciate its intention and see it as a signal to proceed with caution rather than retreat entirely. Identify triggers. Pay attention to situations, thoughts, or environments that trigger self-doubt. Understanding that what leads to those feelings can help you address them more effectively. Challenge negative thoughts. Whenever self-doubt arises, question the validity of your negative beliefs. Ask yourself if there is evidence to support these thoughts or if they are based on assumptions or past experiences. Challenge them with more balanced and realistic perspectives. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with kindness and understanding, especially when facing self-doubt. Acknowledge that everyone experiences doubts and setbacks and remind yourself that it's okay to be imperfect. Set realistic goals. Break down your goals into smaller, achievable steps. This can help you build confidence as you make progress towards your objectives. Celebrate your successes along the way, no matter how small. Now, I'll share a story with you with regards to setting realistic goals. When I decided that I needed to do a podcast, I broke down the steps of the things that I needed to do. One, I had no freaking idea how to record and edit. So I started doing the research to get the proper mics. And then I started to watch videos on how to record on GarageBand, how to upload, where to host my podcast. Like, I literally laid out steps. And once I started to master them, shit started coming easy peasy. All right. Focus on strengths and achievements. Remind yourself of your strengths, of your talents, and your past accomplishments. Reflect on challenges you've overcome and times when you've exceeded your expectations. Use these positive experiences to counteract feelings of self-doubt. Challenge perfectionism. Now, this is one of my downfalls because, let me just tell you, I hate my voice. So whenever I record, I find myself re-recording because I was looking for perfection. And in doing so, I was losing my authenticity. So accept that perfection is unrealistic and unattainable. Strive for progress and improvement instead of perfection. Embrace the learning and opportunities that come with making mistakes or facing setbacks. Practice self-care. Oh my gosh, practice self-care. Take care of your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. Engage in activities that nourish your soul and boost your confidence, like exercising or hobbies or spending time with loved ones or just practicing mindfulness. Seek support. Don't hesitate to reach out to the homies and family members or even a therapist for guidance and encouragement. Share your feelings of self-doubt with others because they can provide validation and perspective that you're probably missing. Challenge comparison. Oh my gosh. Avoid comparing yourself to others. It literally does you no good and it leads to feelings of inadequacy and it heightens your self-doubt. Focus on your own journey and growth and appreciate the unique qualities that make you who you are. Practice positive affirmations. We talked about this earlier, but I can't tell you enough. Use affirmations to counteract any negative self-talk and reinforce positive beliefs about yourself. Repeat these affirmations and find the ones that resonate with you, like, I am capable. I deserve success. I trust in my abilities. These are all powerful affirmations that can help you reprogram those negative thoughts that creep up in your head. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness techniques such as deep breathing or meditation can help you observe your fear without becoming overwhelmed by it. Staying present and being grounded can prevent fear from spiraling completely out of freaking control. Start with small steps and gradually increase exposure as you build confidence. Each small success will help diminish the power of fear over time. Focus on growth. Embrace your fear and doubt as an opportunity for growth and self-discovery. Each time you confront fear and doubt, you expand your comfort zone and you build resilience. Reflect on what you've learned from facing your fears and doubts and celebrate your growth journey because you know what? You've earned it. And finally, last but not least, let's celebrate the progress. Acknowledge and celebrate your victories, no matter how small. Every step you take towards befriending fear is a significant achievement worthy of recognition. Remember, change takes time, but every small step counts. Be patient with yourself. Celebrate your victories and never stop nurturing the seed of your potential. You, my friend, are capable of amazing things. And by dismantling the weeds of self-sabotage, you can unlock your true potential and blossom into the person you are meant to be. Head over to my website at www.whole-my-purse.com and share your self-sabotage struggles and victories. Let's support each other on this journey of growth. And I promise you, if you reach out to me, you're going to hear back from me. All right, up next, Miss Aria shares her snowboarding and skiing adventures. Hey, Aria.
Hey, Mimi.
So, you had a pretty fun weekend. What did you do?
I was snowboarding with my daddy.
Oh, I saw the videos. You were going down the hill fast. You weren't scared?
No.
Yeah? Tell us all about it. What did it feel like?
It felt like I was like about to jump on something that's about to run on me.
Really? And you said you were doing like hills and jumps?
Yeah, I did the jump on this big hill, but it was like a little bit smaller.
Uh-huh.
But it was not as big as the real hill because it was like this small.
Uh-huh.
And then I did the really big jump.
Oh my, I'm so proud of you.
I was like
yeah.
Yeah, and then I went around again.
Uh-huh.
And then we had to go back on the ski lift.
Yeah, I heard your dad say, Aria, be careful, baby. Be careful, baby. You were just like zooming like you were.
Yeah, and guess what? While he was putting on his snowboard, I just left him.
You left him?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that part.
Well, I guess because I was, he said I can go down if it's comfortable for me. And I said, yes.
Okay.
And so, then guess what? I almost went on the ski lift by myself.
You did?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Now you're making me want to go snowboard. Cause I need to go. I need to experience this. It looks like so much fun.
Maybe we can go to Paris and maybe your dad. And then we can go with Auntie Mel and Gracie. And then we can go with Madison and Paris and then with my mom.
That would be fun, wouldn't it?
Yes.
A snowboarding trip. But you know what? You also went to Big Bear a couple weeks ago with your mom and Zach, right?
Yeah, and guess how many bunk beds I had? Four.
You had four what?
I have four bunk beds.
What's that?
No, four bunk beds.
Oh, bunk beds in the where you were staying?
Uh-huh.
You had a cabin?
Yeah.
Was it fun?
Yeah.
How was skiing? I saw that you took some ski lessons.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So if you had to choose, which one do you like better, skiing or snowboarding?
Both.
I love that. You don't have to choose, right?
Actually, I like snowboarding.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
And why? Why?
Because I can go like on the hills and then I won't slip, but I was slipping a couple times.
Okay. All right. Well, you're off of school today, but you got to go tomorrow. But
but I have a dentist appointment.
When?
Today.
Oh, what time?
I don't know.
Okay, girl. Say bye to everybody.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
I should have done my makeup.
So, Aria is a mess. What we're doing now is we have the videos. We're doing it for the first time on YouTube. So you can see the actual video of us recording. And that's why she said she needed to put on her makeup. This girl is a trip, but I love her to death. That's it for today's show. Self-doubt, y'all, is a common yet conquerable obstacle on the journey to personal growth and fulfillment. By cultivating self-awareness and practicing self-compassion and honestly challenging negative beliefs, we can gradually diminish this power over our lives. Remember, you are not alone in experiencing self-doubt, and it does not define your worth or your potential. Embrace your strengths, celebrate your achievements, and approach challenges with resilience and kindness towards yourself. With patience, perseverance, and support from others, you can navigate through self-doubt and fear and emerge stronger and more confident on the other side. So take a deep breath, trust in your abilities, and keep moving forward on your path towards self-discovery and empowerment. Thank you for tuning into this episode. I hope you found these insights and strategies helpful in your journey towards overcoming self-doubt and fear. Stay tuned for more empowering conversations on personal growth and well-being. And just remember, you got this. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and share with your friends. This isn't just a podcast. It's a movement. Together, let's build the tribe of self-care warriors who own their lives and live it to the fullest. Remember, let self-care be your ride or die companion on this wild journey we call life. Slay those challenges, conquer those obstacles, and as always, keep your self-care purse within arm's reach. Until next time, my fabulous friends, remember to put yourself first and to hold my purse. Peace.